I'm now joined here in the studio with Community Officer for North Central Area, Ciarán Mahony, to tell us all about Dublin City Council's programme of Halloween events on Dublin's north side. And good afternoon, Ciarán, and thanks very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Johnny.
Yeah, you're keeping well, by the way.
Yeah, all good.
Ah, that's good. This year, Dublin City Council, in collaboration with community groups across the city, they've organised a spooktacular programme, spook being the operative word here, of family-friendly events for Halloween. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it all over to you, Ciarán, to tell us all about it.
Okay, so as you said, there's a great range of events coming up. Some of them are already running, some of the festivals, and then on Halloween night there's a lot more as well. So I think it's a bigger list than I've ever seen for the north side, so that's amazing. So as you said, the community section in Dublin City Council are involved in a lot of these events, but they wouldn't be able to do without the local links from the community groups in the area, which is what it's all about, in my opinion. To keep festivals going, you need the local collaboration, and I think that's amazing. So so I might just go through the list, and I will start with Ballymun Otherworld Festival. This is a great event which I was involved in for a few years. Not this year, but I know there's going to be an amazing event this year on the 31st. It starts off with a parade at 4:45, which leaves from the Virgin Mary School at Shangan Road. And I know they've Axis, who are very involved in this festival as well, Axis Community Arts Theatre and Community Organisation. They have been very involved in the parade along with Dublin City Council, and they've had a dancer who choreographed dances for local groups, and they're going to perform during the parade. It's an interactive parade, and then they get back to the plaza at 6 p.m. and at the plaza there's a range of different events, including the main stage, bands, a circus, an arts and crafts tent, storytelling workshops, and the Witch's Brew Cafe, which is run by a local group, the Salogue Ladies Group, and then there's fireworks at 8:30. So there's going to be a great event, and that event is run by the Otherworld Steering Committee, which is made up of Axis, Dublin City Council and local organisations as well. So moving on, then the Cauldron of Smithfield. So the Cauldron of Smithfield started on the 22nd and runs to the 26th of October. And it includes the Stony Batter Cauldron Tour, which involves visiting locations around Dublin 7. There's also local people being asked to qualify for FIFA SingStar Just Dance competitions, which the final takes place on the 31st. So on the 31st then, there's, in Smithfield Square, there's a great event going to happen, which includes Cirque de Freak Scare Tent, Climbing Walls, Lost and the Lost Souls Parade. So the tent will be open from 4:30 to 5:30, 5:45 to 6:45, 7 to 7:30. So everything really starts early there from 4:30. So that's going to be a great event. Again, excuse me, it's run by Dublin City Council in association with Northwest Inner City Children and Youth Action Group. So next on the list is Phantom of the Flats, which is taking place on the 27th and the 31st of October from 5 to 8:30. And it's in the grounds of Dorset Street Flats, in the playing grounds of Dorset Street Flats. And it includes a big screen, FIFA and a Just Dance tournament, face painting, fancy dress, bouncy castle, deadly food and drinks, and incredible prizes. And all the activities are free. All these events I'm talking about are free, actually. Should have said that at the start, and open to all. So this event in Phantom Flats is funded by Dublin City Council and is curated and produced by Joined Up and Happenings. So next on the list is a Fingless Fright Night Halloween Festival, and that's been running for a good number of years as well. It runs from 6 to 9 p.m. on the 31st of October. Dublin City Council are very involved, but so are a lot of the residents and community groups in Finglas. And music on the night will be provided by bands from the Finglas Youth Resource Centre and ABBA Girls. It ends with a fireworks display. It involves a number of things, including Colm Dawson's Magic Show, fancy dress competition, fairground attractions, and a live interactive art exhibition. So there's lots of stuff happening there. So next is on to Bram Stoker Spooktacular, an event which I am involved in this year and I would have been involved in before. This is the fourth year that the Spooktacular is taking place in Bram Stoker Park, which is Merino Crescent Park as well. But this is on Tuesday the 30th, which is the day before Halloween, between 6 and 8. It's an amazing show. It's an interactive light and music show. Spooky, things all over the park, a big screen. A great family event there, and it is run by Dublin City Council Community Section in association with Fairview Business Association and other local groups. So that's going to be a great event. Then we're on to, the Bram Stoker Festival, which is on throughout the city, but a lot of the stuff is on the north side, and a lot of the stuff happens between 26th and 29th. A lot can be found out there on www.bramstokerfestival.com. So then back to the events on Halloween night in the North Central area, which are three fireworks displays in Donnymead, Kilbarrack and Edenmore. The Donnymead display happens at 6 p.m. on Halloween night in Donnymead Park, and it is organised by Dublin City Council in association with DERA, which are the Donnymead Estate Residents Association. On to 7 p.m. then in Kilbarrack at Rose Glen Football Pitch. The Kilbarrack Coast Community Programme, in a collaboration with Dublin City Council, there's an event beforehand which culminates in the parade. Actually, all the event in Donnymead, Kilbarrack and Edenmore have an event before, run by the group, and then culminates in the parade. A parade up to the fireworks display. So on to Edenmore, 8 p.m. This is run by DCC and Safety Association for Edenmore Safe and St Monica's Youth Centre. This happens at 8 p.m. So that's kind of the wide range of events here. Just to say that all community events that Dublin City Council are involved in are free family events, and they're all alcohol-free events, and they all involve an aspect of community and local collaboration from groups. And I suppose that's what we try and promote. Otherwise, it would be just Dublin City Council running event, and that wouldn't be as sustainable and wouldn't be as local. So we really need the local groups to become involved, and we're very, very happy with the collaborations that have happened with the events I'm talking about here. So do you have any more questions for me, Johnny? I want to talk about a particular thing. Or?
Thanks very much for that, Ciarán.
No worries.
All sounds absolutely, very exciting, in fact. And I believe that the community are being encouraged by the City Council to actually attend these events rather than go to illegal bonfires.
That's very important, Johnny. I think a lot of these were set up to combat the antisocial behaviour and the illegal events, which were tradition in Ireland, but a lot of them got out of control, particularly the bonfires, and there's a lot of damage afterwards. And these events are all safe events, and since a lot of them have been set up, there has been a downturn in the antisocial behaviour and the cost of clean-ups afterwards. So that's a big thing for us. So they're diversionary events, and they have worked really well, and they're safe. So I suppose, as I said before, all the events would encourage parents to, our children should all be accompanied by parents to all alcohol-free events, and it's just a good way of coming together with your community for the night. So it is very exciting, and to see them all in front of me on the one list, God, you wouldn't see a better range of events anywhere, I think, So Dublin is really cracking it there when it comes to Halloween.
Absolutely, so cracking being the operative word.
Yeah.
Ciarán, will you be going to any events yourself?
Yeah, so I'm involved in the Bram Stoker Spooktacular event on the Tuesday, which is the one I talked about in Merino Crescent Park, and then I'll be involved in the three fireworks displays in Donnymead, Kilbarrack and Edenmore on the 31st. So they're the ones I'm involved in locally. But a lot of my colleagues in the north side, the other offices, will be available and working at the other events, and it's a night that we always work, and it's always a great night for the community. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to it, and hopefully everything will happen safely, and it will be a very successful Halloween for us all. So
I'm sure it will. So is there a website address for anyone who wants to double check any of those events? I'm assuming it's the Dublin City Council.
Yeah, I mean dublincity.ie have a lot of the Halloween events. I suppose local events will be advertised on that as well. Obviously, I can give my own email address as well for the ones I'm involved in. Here would be kieran.mahoney, C-I-A-R-A-N.mahoney at dublincity.ie. But there's a lot available on the dublincity.ie website. And also on Facebook pages, there's a lot being shared, and a lot of community groups share their own stuff. So there are a lot of smaller events as well run by communities themselves that will be listed that we don't have on our list, but these are the ones that we're involved in more specifically. But the local libraries have a lot of stuff, and a lot of the local resource centres will be having their own event on the night. For example, Santry Resource Centre, I know Grange Woodbine, and a lot of local ones. So, and they're very locally based as well. So there's a lot happening. So I don't think people will be bored this Halloween. Certainly a lot of opportunities, and obviously hoping that everyone is able to do their trick or treating in a safe environment, and that, you know, there's no major accidents or incidents. And you know, all our events now will be very well supported by the Gardaí and the local fire brigade and St John's Ambulance, and you know, they'll be very much above board. So yes, we're really hopeful that everything will be fine and successful this year. So
right, and all the events are free, as you mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
that's excellent. So Halloween itself, Kieran, what's your opinion on Halloween? Have you always celebrated it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Swords, and you know, obviously back then there wasn't as many events, and I know in Swords now there's a big event, and so I suppose we were always very involved in trick-or-treating, and I do like the tradition of Halloween. And I suppose there were more bonfires then, but then when they became out of control, obviously that's when we started looking at these community events. You know, there's still a lot of people who call for community bonfires, but really we can't stand over that in Dublin City Council, because it's illegal, and while something is illegal, we can't stand over it. So we would recommend, obviously, no bonfires. But yeah, overall, I like Halloween. I like the spookiness, the dressing up. I think it's a good time to be different and to try something different, and you know, it's fun, and it's a great time for children and young people as well. And yeah, it's become a huge phenomenon, really, in Ireland, you know.
It sure has. I think there's a mixture, though, of opinions on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Although the majority would be the same view as yourself. They look at it as a very entertaining night, and they go out there and they enjoy it. And others have the opposite opinion. They say, why celebrate evil and the dead? And we stay at home, and we don't like the noise of
There's
firecrackers and so on.
I mean, yeah. you can kind of look at a lot of the traditions came from paganism, and the Samhain festival and all is, you know, it's always been part of our culture and a lot of people's cultures. And then I suppose bits of cultures from America and stuff, even trick or treat, that's not something we would have called. We would have said Halloween party, help the Halloween party, or that sort of thing. And I know in England, bonfire night can be a bigger thing for them. But it's become a big event. I think there's always a worry about bangers and illegal stuff like that on the night, and I suppose antics that go on with certain age groups, and you know, a bit of fun can turn into something more sinister for, you know, for people if they're injured. And I suppose older people and animals, you always have to be worried about them on the night. So we always do a call out to the communities to look after their animals and also their older people on Halloween night, because people can be scared. And I suppose it is a night that some people take shelter in their home, and that's fine as well. Some of the noise and the events and activities don't suit everyone, but I suppose it's kind of getting people together in a community setting gives a lot more opportunity. So I think it's when it's done well, and when people come together, it can be a great event or a great night in your local area. And yeah, I suppose we're always kind of, you know, promoting safe activities, and you know, obviously advise people to stay away from bangers and stuff like that if possible, because you know, I've always been involved in school talks and stuff in the past where, you know, you'd be kind of letting people know about what can happen, and I suppose the fire brigade would be big into that too. So yeah, I think there's a lot that can go wrong, but if you attend a community event and you come together as a community, I think you can combat the antisocial part of it and go with the really fun community part. And that's what we're promoting. And, you know, it's been successful in a lot of areas. So we have to be thankful of that, you know.
Absolutely. Ciarán, all sounds great, very exciting, and lots happening. Anything else you'd like to add just before we finish up?
I just realised that the bramstoker.com, I'm not sure whether all the events are free on that, because that's not necessarily linked fully to us. So just in case. But all the other events I've mentioned, the events are free. So Bram Stoker Festival is its own organisation as well, and that works separately. There is some links to Dublin City Council, but just in case people are saying, oh, that wasn't free, but that's just bramstokerfestival.com. All the other events I've mentioned are free, and free family events. So that's just it, just to put that in at the end, just in case there was a, you know, confusion,
misunderstanding
there.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. And thanks again, Ciarán, for joining us today. Hopefully we can talk again soon on a different topic.
Yes,
all the best.
No worries, yeah.
And thanks for actually coming into the studio as well. You made a big effort. So take care and have a great day.
Okay, take care, John.
You're most welcome. Now, that was Ciarán Mahoney, DCC Community Officer, telling us about Dublin City Council's programme of Halloween events on Dublin's North Side.